The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It is time for a new compact among civilized peoples of this world to eradicate war at its most fundamental source, and that is the corruption of young minds by violent ideology.
The president today at the United Nations addressing the world, and all the countries present anyway, about what is happening with ISIS and the coalition and the Islamic jihadists versus what we need to do to reach out in this country and in the Middle East. He's gotten mixed reviews on that speech. Some think that he painted some broad strokes and that was a smart thing to do and emphasized that we are one and we should be one, and it's about terrorism and not about religion. Others thought that he was naive, ridiculous in some of the things that he tried to portray and lock up as fact while he had the global stage. Let's put it that way. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start. Our pal Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, thought it was a terrific speech, thought it was smart that he talked about global collectivism and the importance of international norms. But when the rubber meets the road, there are, as I said, many others who felt that his interpretation on the state of the world and our America's role in it was overinflated. And, of course, it was as Obama does, it was a very long-winded kind of speech with a lot of language thrown into it, for sure. And it was like mixing in the climate change and what was happening with the children. But most of the speech was dedicated to what he called the heart of darkness and the cancer a violent extreme. He said on his opening remarks that the shadow of the world war that existed at the founding of this institution has been lifted, meaning the United Nations. He couldn't be more wrong, I think, in that. I don't think that that's happened at all. And, you know, in looking at what's going on with Iraq, Syria, Israel, Gaza, Libya, Somalia, I mean, I could throw in how many countries, the idea of a global consortium, I think we are way off the mark on that one. I think we are way off of it. There is massive, massive, massive unease, shall we say, in what we see around the world. Absolutely. And the push was about the airstrikes in Syria, and the push was also about Muslims the world over, is what he said in his speech, aspire to live with dignity and a sense of justice. And when it comes to America and Islam, there is no us and them. There is only us. So he pushed for a desire where nations would talk openly about their true feelings, and that's certainly not where we are. You know, it's the idea in the region of not addressing, I think, some of the religious problems, the extremism, and some of the base of these Muslim militant groups that is absolutely the problem. Demanding this, demanding that, or we're going to behead whoever it is we've decided to kidnap, and we're going to pump it out globally. So kind of a mixed deal, I think, on what the president tried to do. Some of the speech I thought was good. Some of what he said, he was absolutely right. I think there is a big difference between people of faith and how they value that faith, and the difference between Islamic terrorists versus somebody who is a Muslim who believes with all their heart in peace, like King Abdullah. He had this to say at the United Nations.
We are now the world's third largest host of refugees. And this is placing an overwhelming burden on Jordan's people, infrastructure, and already limited resources.
All right, so what's happened there, of course, is the people who have fled Syria and are there on the border trying to seek refuge from the Islamic State. And he's now talked a lot about the fact that they only have so much that they can give, and they are stuck. They're stuck in between because of what has happened with the nut jobs, with the black flags screaming that they're forcing the people either into what they, subservitude to them. Otherwise, they will cut their heads off or rape their women or shoot them and push them in a hole. It's really been absolutely outrageous, the things that the Islamic State has been able to get away with, frankly. So as we move from that, and in this hour we'll talk more about it, many of you reacted. When we go to the mailbag, we will certainly listen to what you had to say about the president's speech. But I would say the problem was the fact that it was a little bit too broad. I would say that he had the right idea on some of what he was saying, but then got caught up in some of the language, too, as well. Again, it's that whole thing of trying to constantly separate and say how what we need to do is raise young Muslim men differently, and yes, we have to dismantle the ISIS network of death, absolutely, but I think he was naive in some of the approach of what was ultimately going to happen and how that was going to come about. I mean, he was speaking to the gathering at the United Nations General Assembly. It was a big deal because of how many countries were there and how many countries are also involved in these airstrikes, because they opened up yet another lane this week against a new Al-Qaeda cell that we heard about, the Khorasan group, that had plans to have planes come to the United States and into Europe and explode them, either through toothpaste that was disguised, that was a bomb, or clothing that was perfected that they couldn't see during the security clearance areas, that's what somebody was wearing. So here we are back in the Middle East in the quicksand, and supposedly we were trying to avoid this, especially in Syria. The line in the sand has flown away, that's for sure. They're in the middle of a 3-year civil war, and it looked like we were done with Iraq and looked like we were done with Afghanistan, but now we're going to be planted in Iraq, I think, for a very long time, because to cut off the head of the snake is going to take some time, without a doubt. So the vision of the world, a world in which we make things right, a world in which one nation's borders can be redrawn by another, and civilized people aren't allowed to recover the remains of their loved ones because of the truth that might be revealed. That's what he finished with. Stay with us.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Time is spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name.
Glad you're hanging with us here on America like Tonight. Big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies. Don't forget about our fun little game at the tail end of this hour. Yes, indeed. We're going to lighten the load. Nail the score. Your chance to win some fabulous prizes. You can hit us up on Pal Talk and tell me what you think the score of the game is going to be once it's announced. Or you can call us at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Click on Contact. Give us the guess. And we'll see if we have a winner. We haven't had a winner so far, but it's still early in the season. I've had two winners over the course of doing this. Chris in Connecticut, Dave in Vermont. You could be next. You could be next. Quickly, let me tell you this. Warplanes pounded what one person was quoted as saying, the mobile oil refineries used by ISIS to produce up to $2 million a day, because they're getting money from oil. So the planes targeted the oil refineries, so that is a big hit. On the heels of whether or not the president talking about where we are in good versus evil and all that sort of stuff at the United Nations addressing the General Assembly, one thing that definitely did hit the mark, whether you thought his speech did or not, I think parts of it did, as I was trying to explain there, and some of it I think was too broad, didn't make sense, and was ignoring the implications of the religious factions, actually, and trying to unite them. You know this, all wars are religious, right? Mm-hmm. It's a great book by Sam Harris. We're going to have him on the show. It's called The End of Religion. So anyway, this U.S. and coalition warplanes just slammed them on Wednesday, targeting the motherlode, those mobile oil refineries that were being used by the Islamic State terror group, and that was helping them to kick into their kitty, the $6 million they supposedly get a day. But two of that is from those refineries. So this is a big kick in the butt. I mean, these fighter jets were from Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. They flew alongside some U.S. aircraft during this operation. They hit 12 different locations. So they're still kind of assessing the outcome of the attacks, but they think they were very successful. Very successful. And how about that? And this was hours after that whole United Nations speech in being united in confronting ISIS or ISIL. And that's one thing I would absolutely agree with. As I said, some of it was good, some of it was broad and ridiculous. But here's one quote from the president that was dead on right. He said, "It's no exaggeration to say that humanity's future depends on uniting us against those who would divide us along fault lines or tribe or sect, race or religion." But that is the problem in the Middle East in trying to do that and undo thousands of years of hatred. On that note, turning to something completely different, a little bit different anyway. So one of the fun things that we do on the show, we put Nathan Reeder on the spot in a little segment I like to call Fruits and Nuts, Shredded or Bingo.
Bingo!
Every time they say bingo! Hey, Nathan, how are you doing?
I am pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
I like that bingo part, too.
Yeah. Have you ever played bingo?
Yeah, not since, about 4 years ago up here. And there's a station up here that's like 45, so every time 45 comes on, we're screaming, 45!
I like that. That's pretty funny. Mm. All right, I want to hear what you have to say about this one, our first one out of the chute. The University of Connecticut's Board of Trustees on Wednesday approved, Nathan, spending more than $1 million to put a new roof on a science building. So, okay, so they approved that. The roof was pretty rough, I guess. But it's a building that is scheduled to be demolished.
When?
It's going to be demolished within the next year. It has major structural issues. They've had leaking when it rains and all that kind of stuff. The building goes back to the 60s. In fact, it was built in 1961. So the school budgeted some money to renovate the building, right, to get it up to standards. But it's going to be, they're demolishing the building. So they're putting on $1 million roof. I gotta say, that's pretty cockamamie.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Fruits and Nuts. Because, I mean, they must be desperate for exactly the facilities that are inside of that building, you know?
Can't they shift? Here's what I would say. If you have
It's a science building?
It's a science building.
See, you know, there might be lab equipment that is built out in there, and that's the only place they can have it without having to pay that much more for a whole new install on a building they already have, which probably doesn't even have the space. But it's still... Yeah,
seems wasteful.
At that point, you would probably want to unschedule the demolition and fix the building with another $100,000 or so.
Yeah, that's what I say. If you're going to put on $1 million roof and then you're going to tear it down within a year, or even if it was 2 years, why not just fix up the building and then let it last and put that money towards something else? Does money grow on trees? Maybe it does for some people. I don't know. Not me. So, the university. So I'm saying that that's Fruits and Nuts. All right, you'll love this one. Technology. Apple pulls its iOS 8 update because users are citing cell service and touch ID problems. So Apple has all these people line up around buildings, and they talk about how great everything is. But I think it's almost like we are lab rats, and they throw things out early before they really get rid of all the bugs and problems.
Utterly agree. I was running the Joy Brown show the other day, and we were talking about the iPhones and how she's like, "Get the new one. It's awesome. I'm just a person that waits until all of the bugs that Yes, they don't care if there are bugs in it because they're trying out the whole experience. They're trying out because it's a whole tone of an experience, and that's what all of the marketing works for. That's what it works. It's a great little picture, a movie that includes you and your life and this thing that then colors your life. But the problem is its efficiency. And it really, you gotta let it get sussed out by all those other people who choose to get it instead of you when it's that early.
Absolutely, I agree. So, yeah. You got let them do it. So, bingo. Yep. Bingo to the people like you and me that don't get it right away.
Yep.
All right, here we go again with the fraternities. Clemson limited their fraternities after the recent death they had. They've had a high number of hazing incidents and problems, so the university opted to halt all social and new member activities on the South Carolina campus after the death of a student and, of course, as I said, the high number of incidents involving fraternities ranging from alcohol-related medical emergencies to other forms of misconduct. They say that there is no priority that's higher than the safety and welfare of the students. So it's sad. A 19-year-old sophomore went for a run with his fraternity early Monday morning and didn't come back. His fraternity brothers searched for him and eventually went to the campus police. They found his body in a nearby lake close to a bridge. They're investigating it. They actually don't think hazing played a part in it. They think that he just fell in and he had a head injury from a fall of like 20 feet or more, and no one was with him. I guess they all bolted in front of him. It's ridiculous.
Well, I gotta say that you know, the younger you are, the more some of that really random either, you know, easy victimization is going to come at you.
Yeah.
Or, you know, not having the comfort enough with your choices to, you know, not end up in a pile of your own vomit.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good way to put it. It's true. It's the choices or the peer pressure, whatever it is. I think there's a lot of peer pressure when you're younger, and when you feel like you want to go with it sometimes, and it's not a good thing to do.
Absolutely. I mean, public safety in those situations is ultimately, yeah, of course they're going to be needing that, especially with the rape cases that they're trying to make too. But I mean, both of those issues are still, you know, it's things that have been happening forever.
Yeah, forever, absolutely. All right, fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. A lot of fun. Thank you, Nathan.
Yep.
By the way, hundreds of students came together to remember the student at a candlelight vigil on the Bowman Field at Clemson, which I think is smart and nice of the students to do that. Stay with us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby.
So the United States of America will work with a broad coalition to dismantle this network of death.
All right, that was one of the big things that the president said during the General Assembly when he was talking about the coalitions working together. And I mentioned taking out the oil fields and the fact that you had several of the planes from Saudi Arabia that were involved in it. Thank goodness, because, listen, that's what should have happened from the get-go. There were a lot of blunders along the way on this, and this was one that they got right. They got this right. The Arab world has to be involved. They were. Specifically, they were involved here as so much money was being sucked out of that refinery. I said $2 million. It could have even been more than that. But still, I mean, this is a group who has long tentacles and they have a lot of Westerners that they have been able to rally to their cause. The lone wolf terrorists, I agree with the ex-Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta. The scary ones to me are the lone wolf guys, and maybe women, but it seems to be mostly men, who are hell-bent on harming fellow Americans or Australians or Brits, whatever country they come from. So that's where we're at. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to check the mailbag. If you want to weigh in on any or all of it, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hello. Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Okay, Kate, what do you call a fly with no wing?
Grounded?
No, a walk.
That's brilliant. I love it. Can I use that?
Of course. Oh, and you know how I made that joke of about how no boots on the ground, but he was going to let them have sneakers?
Yes.
Remember last night? Okay.
Yeah.
This morning on the show that I listen to every morning, the jockey on there came up with the same joke, and so I called him and told him that I had done that with your program, and he says, "Well, Dan, I'm not going to pay any royalties." Blah blah blah. So there we are with that. Honey,
you missed your calling. You should have written jokes for like Leno. Maybe Leno would still be on the air.
I have written some really good ones too. I need those lottery numbers for Powerball that you gave out real quick and to go slow so I can write.
All right, does everyone want to hear the lottery numbers? Because we don't know if there's any winners yet. 7, 14, 21, 24, 41, 26. So 7, 14, 21, 24, 41, 26. And the Powerball number is 4.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, if you win, you still have to call this show.
Honey, if I win, I'll buy you a show.
Oh, I'm going to let you go on that note. That's positive. He'll buy me a show. Thanks, Dan. I think his jokes are really good. There's an art to telling the jokes anyway, and it's how you deliver the punchline. The better you sell the punchline, the more people get involved in the joke, that's for sure. All right, without further ado, many of you had plenty to say about the airstrikes, about Obama addressing the General Assembly, and a few other things we might be able to mix in between. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Harry J. I like it when people give me their initial. Harry says, Kate, I've been listening to you up here in the New York area. You got a big fan base here. I don't know if you know that or not. I have to say that I kind of give the president a B- for his speech. It wasn't terrible, but there was some stuff mixed in between the bookends of powerful rhetoric that just didn't really make any sense. I don't know what his speechwriter was thinking. The bottom line is what did make sense is the big, fat strike on the refineries. What a smooth move. And the fact that the Arabs were involved in this is big. You've been talking about that for months, months, and months. And you're absolutely right. And here they are involved in it because they can no longer sit on the sidelines. And their countries are at war, just as we are, with these terrorists. All right, good note. So absolutely, that I think that's the key thing here. I mean, look, they kill the Frenchman. And then you have Francois Hollande, who reacts at the UN and says, we're not going to put up with this and all that other sort of stuff. But actions speak louder than words in this case. And we did what we had to do, we being the United States, in trying to sort of hold steady but not overtake this whole thing. You had to have Saudi Arabia involved. You had to have the United Arab Emirates involved. For goodness sake, they throw gold on the streets of the United Arab Emirates. Like, they can't supply some of these planes and deal with this. And they needed to step forward out of the shadows anyway to make a statement for their own people. And then to back up that, yes, you know what, we're part of this other culture. We have nothing to do with them, for goodness sake. They are jihadists. They are crazies. They have their own path that they're using, I think, their religion as a shield and stretching the boundaries to this extreme fanaticism. And really, now, unfortunately, randomly selecting people from other parts of the world, and look what happens. I mean, you know, you have innocent people in many cases who are just trying to help other people, and then they get pulled into this, for goodness sake, like the two American journalists and the British worker, the British aid worker who was trying to help people. It's just wrong in all accounts. Move to the next one. This one from Bradley, who says, you know, I'm not not a fan of President Obama's. I feel kind of neutral about him. I did vote for him twice because I could not vote for that weak Mitt Romney. And I probably would have voted for McCain the first time he came out before Bush had won, but then he went in a much different direction. You know, because I vote for the person. I voted for Republicans in the past and Democrats. But getting to the point, I would say that we are doing the right thing as far as these airstrikes. And bravo to this hit on the Khorasan group, and now all the details that I keep seeing across my local television, Kate, here in Sarasota, about what these terrorists were planning to do with planes, once again, kind of like the underwear bomber. So bravo to the intelligence people who stopped it all. Yeah, let's hope they can keep that wall up as long as possible. We keep going back to this, but it is the lone wolf guys that you got to worry about, because they, if they're assimilating, and they're already assimilated because they're in the country, or they're carrying an American passport or a British passport or whatever it might be, and they're learning the game and taking the message back, so to speak, that's where it'd be dangerous, where you hear these stories about, well, they're just going to grab someone from the street and behead them. I mean, that's like Mad Max movie stuff that is just sickening. And anything we can do to rock their world, I think, is brilliant, which I believe happened with the targeted hit on those refineries and also taking out their communications network, too. This one from Amber, who says, "Hi, Kate Delaney. I've been listening to America Tonight now for a couple of months. So glad to hear you on the airwaves in Sarasota, Florida. In fact, I get up early to work out, so sometimes I hear you earlier in the night, sometimes I hear you later in the wee hours in the morning, but either way, I'm really enjoying it. I love the fact that you invite everybody to share their opinions. I have to tell you, I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I am really tired of the rhetoric coming out of Washington, frankly, from the Democrats and the Republicans. I don't know that there's anyone that represents me anymore on the Hill, and maybe a lot of people feel the same way. Do you feel the same way? Oh, yeah. Do I think there's some good politicians? Yes, because I don't like to paint broad strokes and say everyone is terrible and no one's doing their job. But I'd have to go through the list with you, and I try to keep tabs on who I think is voting, who's just never there, a lot of different things. Why don't they have, as Rand Paul suggested to me when he was running, why don't they have mandatory reading periods where they go through a bill, an important piece of legislation, and have time to actually look at it instead of having the aides break it down? I mean, now, realistically, we live in a giant country. Things move fast. So you can't have ridiculous demands. And there is a need for staff, and there is a need for being able to push things out and not handle, you know, not be a one-person show, not having to handle everything yourself. But at the same time, it would be nice to slow the roll down on key issues and really examine it and let the little stuff sit on the side for a while. It's like a to-do list. Don't you organize your to-do list? Otherwise, all you would be doing is running around chaotically. And I think that's the problem. There's too much reaction instead of action. I'm always excited when someone leads the way in Washington. They come up with the idea. They do a little research. They get people. They delegate some things. They get people to do it. They come together. They form a committee, and it's ahead of the game. It doesn't happen as much as it used to. And I always talk about this possibility of a third party. And I don't know that we won't have a third party. I used to think in my lifetime, I don't know, that we won't have a third party. But I'm thinking there could be a third party eventually if Congress continues to sit in single digits or barely double digits approval-wise. Maybe somebody gets enough steam and we really do have another challenging party. All right, stay with us because next is Nail the Score. Please participate. It's so much fun. I get a ton of email, but you can always call once we reveal the game of the week. You don't have to know football. Just pick a side and tell me a score. 855-266-5283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a
ATN. Big shout out to all of you who hit us up on the mailbag. If I didn't get to your email, sorry, but we get so much. It's really, really amazing. I've said this before. I worked in New York City, our biggest city, and we would get some email, but nothing like the email that rolls into this show. All right, we like to have fun here on America Tonight. We talk about such heavy things. We get worked up, and we should. I think that's good. I love the opinions coming out in all directions here on ATN. But you also like to have fun, too. So here's the deal. We do this thing called Nail the Score. And Nail the Score is simply this. You don't have to know anything about football. It's the NFL, but you don't have to know anything about the NFL. You just have to know that we're going to pick a game of the week. Our computer will. And once the game of the week is chosen, you call in and tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. So time to roll out this nail the score thing.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Oh, my, oh, my. What will the game be this time around in the NFL? Week 4. Do you believe it? How did we get to Week 4? Will it be the Giants and the Redskins, the Packers and the Bears, Panthers and the Ravens? Maybe the Jets and the Lions, maybe the Eagles and the 49ers, the Falcons and the Vikings, who knows, the Patriots and the Chiefs, the Saints and the Cowboys. All right, so let's let the computer do its thing, Nathan. Oh, my. Dallas Cowboys hosting the New Orleans Saints. We got people listening to us in New Orleans and in Louisiana. So what do you say, Who Dat Nation? How about them Cowboys? What do you think? The Cowboys are 2-1. The Saints are 1-2. New Orleans has given up 3. That's what the wise guys say anyway. It's Drew Brees, the captain of that squad, obviously the signal caller, and Tony Romo for the Dallas Cowboys, if you look at the quarterback factor. The Cowboys coming off a win, seemingly almost a loss, but it became a win. And they're behind the Eagles in the NFC East. It's a big game. It's a home game for the Cowboys. And after coming out of the gate sluggish and losing the first one, they would love to win this one. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I wouldn't be stunned by that, and it's pretty tough to call, actually. But I'm going to say that the Cowboys will win it, and the final score is going to be 38-34. I really think it's going to be that close, 38-30.
Wow,
that many. I mean, so if you look at the points, you know, you're way up there point-wise. But I think it's going to be close. What do you think, Mr. Nathan?
I'm going to go 21-24 Saints.
24-21 Saints.
Yep.
All right. You like Who Dat. I love that. Because it could be. I mean, really, either way, I think this is a coin flip, folks. You can shoot me your emails with your guess only right now till the top of the hour. And that's americatonight.net. Click on contact. You're listening to my voice. You can call us right now at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Also, if you're on Pal Talk, you can throw up your guests that way. So everybody listening to us in Pal Talk Nation, great prizes if you win. I can't tell you what they are because I've been sworn to secrecy, but really good stuff. Let's go to Pete in Texas. He's our leadoff man. Hey, Pete.
Hey, what's going on?
Who do you think? What do you like, the Cowboys?
No. I think I'll go 32-27 Saints.
Ooh, 32-27 Saints. You know what? Not a bad guess. Look, Drew Brees could light it up, and look at what the Cowboys haven't been able to accomplish defensively.
No, they're pathetic.
How do you really feel?
Exactly.
I like it. All right, we got you.
Hold back.
Trying to hold back. I like that about you. All right, so we've got you locked and loaded, so to speak. Pete going against the Dallas Cowboys. He likes the Saints 32-27. And if you've watched any football, even if you haven't watched, because so much of this is a guess. It's like my mother used to say about a horse racing, that you have all this analysis, and we look at speed numbers and all of the things that you looked at when you looked at the racing form. And then sometimes, you know what? It was just a good guess. You liked the way the horse looked. So who's the better horse in this one, the Saints or the Cowboys? And what do you think the score is going to be? Dan in Texas is ready to be put in. Dan, what do you think?
I think 27 to 17, and I'm taking the Saints over the Cowboys.
Wow, the Saints, that's three for the Saints. Only me for the Cowboys. I'm the lone wolf on this one.
Yeah, but you've been smoking something, I know. Been doing those brownies, girl.
Yeah, what's wrong with me? Why am I picking the Cowboys, Dan? Thank you for that. That was very funny, by the way. Yeah, there is something to this. I said when I was doing a show on NBC one day, I was filling in for somebody on a weekend show, I said, I think I've cracked my crystal ball. I used to be pretty decent on predictions, but lately not so much. And even Jack from Down Under with another shrimp on the Barbie says the Saints will win it. 28-21. So far, and I haven't even checked the email yet because usually we get a flurry of that. So far, everybody is picking the Saints. Do you believe it? I think we have time for a quick phone call, but you better inject it fast because we're almost up against it. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Cowboys hosting the New Orleans Saints. Got this one from Riser, who says, Kate, you are so wrong on the Cowboys. I like the Saints. I think it is going to be close. You're right about that. I like the score to be 21-17. Then we go to another one here from Amber, who likes the Saints as well. I'm getting shut out. So, Amber says, Saints 17, Cowboys 13. Boy, that'd be a lot of defense on that field. And it could be. Then we have this one from Kurt. Kate, like the show, don't like the prediction. New Orleans all the way. The Cowboys are going to be humiliated. Their crowd doesn't pay attention anyway. They're paying attention to everything else but the game, so they're not going to care. I think the final score will be 38-14, the Saints. I think they thrash. Yeah, well, the thought is Drew Brees is ready to be unleashed. You can guarantee that he'll have his posse in the stands. A lot of his family and friends will be there. I think we can squeeze in another one. This one from Jake in Austin. And he says, Kate, I wish I could bail you out. I am a huge Cowboy fan, but I want to win the loot. I think the Saints win it. I do agree with many others who believe it's going to be close. I think the final score is going to be 35-32. The Saints. Wow. Shut out. How about that? Thanks for those quick guesses. People jumping on the email and those calls, too, as well. We'll see. Good luck, everybody. Maybe someone will nail the score.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the super enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.